What's going on, my beautiful people? What is going on? We are on episode 74. These have turned into car kids. Like, I literally be on the road. I'm on the way to Huntsville right now. Episode 74. Thank y'all for tapping in to 73, you know, and go back and check out some more of them, because I definitely put thought into them. I don't hold you too long on too many of them. Some with me and Slim might be a little lengthy, but other than that, appreciate y'all, man. Yeah. Episode 74. Let's get it. What's going on, my beautiful people? What is going on? We got a car case coming live and direct to you. Episode 74. We on the way to Huntsville, man. I said, you know what? Let's get it. We ain't got to wait till we stop or we ain't in motion. Let's get it in motion. You hear me? So if you hear me going over some bumps and some rumps in the trunk, hey, we like that girl with the rump and the bump. Yeah, that's what it is. So we better go deliver some waters. But I wanna do something real quick. This is gonna be real quick for you. And what we're talking about today is why it pays to be the bigger person. Be the bigger person. And this episode came along because I've been being a bigger person for a while, you know what I'm saying? And I found peace, and I went after what I wanted, which was a peace of mind, which is priceless, and I can't let nobody break that. And then on top of that, you know, this comes up a lot. People be like, don't be the bigger person, say this and say that or whatever. I done had my days of cussing people out, you know? I'm a great cursor rider. I've been cussing people out since I was a little girl. It started with my brother and my sister, so I'm very, very fluent in that. You understand me? So I feel like now I'm at a place where I don't have to curse you out as hard. You know, my silence is very deadly as well. Now, how did I get to that place? Because I was tired of chaos. I was tired of the back and forths. And on top of the back and forths, when you're arguing with a fool from a distance, don't nobody know who the fool is, you know? When you going back and forth with people, don't nobody know who to differentiate, who started it, who finished it. So what you do is you just don't say nothing. They can't argue by themselves. They cannot go back and forth by themselves. They only going back and forth because you fueling the fire. Okay? So once I start learning that, stop replying. Even if it's through text, I'm not going to reply back. And you have to really train your mind, because people are going to say some stuff that's like some daggering type things that's going to have you feeling like, you know what? But what you can't do is react. Now, again, this does not come overnight. It's definitely not something that's going to come to you like that. It's definitely not something that you probably can pick up. You know what I mean? It comes over time. It took time for me. Because my whole thing was, when I first was coming up, I did not know how to handle pressure. Came up, you know, we was pretty spoiled. We pretty much got majority of the things that we wanted growing up. No, we didn't have no, I'm front of projects, as I always tell people. But as far as just having a bad life, we didn't have a bad life. We didn't have like a real hard life. I mean, we were from the projects. Not saying that we didn't have any struggles, but as far as having what we need and everything else like that, shout out to my mom, my uncle, my grandma. Like, we didn't really, my auntie, we didn't go through nothing bad. But handling pressure was not a strong point for me. So what would happen is I would not handle pressure well, and I would go back. If somebody's saying something to me, I'm cursing you back out. You know, and like I said, it started from my brother and my sister. So that environment with us fussing and hollering and cursing at each other, it groomed me to be prepared to curse and holler and fuss at somebody when they decided to come my way. You know what I mean? Because I'm a cuss you out. I makes you cry. And I prided myself at one point, like, ain't nobody finna say nothing to me, and I ain't finna say nothing back. You know, that was like the thing. And then it ain't too many people that really didn't just say something to me. You know what I mean? I don't know. People say I look mean. You know, I'm definitely not mean, but it's just like I've never really had nobody to say too much crazy stuff to me anyway. You know, so it was never like I gotta just go off on somebody. But I used to be like, if somebody did, okay? And when you do, in my Lauren London voice, I was always like, you know, I go out. So then With me not knowing how to handle pressure and everything like that. As I got like in my late teens, it started like blow up. I was preparing for college, you know, leaving out of high school. It was so many things like going on. I used to drive. It used to be a lot of stuff. Car breakdown, car run out of gas. I used to have to face these things head on. And it's like every time you got to face these things, you're going to be mad. You're going to be crying, kicking and screaming. Is that what you're going to do? And if you keep handling things like that, God won't bless you. You know, you won't go to the next level. You won't get what you do. And I started sitting down and I started working on my anxiety, right? If you don't know, I had anxiety since I was a little girl. I've tell y'all this all the time, I think. And so I said, you know what? Let's get to a place where we can calm this. It's raining, y'all. So you're going to hear the rain. You're going to hear my wipers. But I'm not going to hold y'all long. Shout out to the Carcast just tuning in. We're talking about being the bigger person. And so, so what we did then was like, you know, I'm like, I'm going to find a way to calm my anxiety. Start listening to meditation music. When I was like almost about to go to college, you know, doing a lot of walking, working out, patterns, triggers, everything like that, I started writing everything down so I could make sure I can pinpoint what it was, when it was, how I needed to handle it. And once I started doing that, you know, I got to a point where it's like I started to have this calmness. I started to realize once I changed my mindset and I started to think different and not feel like I'm busting under pressure all the time, that thing started coming my way. Because first I used to be thinking negative, like, ain't that good coming my way? Huh, I'm tired of this, I'm tired of this. But God was just waiting for me to change my mindset and start changing my actions, how I handle my pressure. And then things started to come my way, right? So all of that concluded to me wanting to make sure I was the bigger person. Because I prided myself, like I said, when I was in that negative mindset, when I was in that couldn't handle pressure mindset, I was that I cuss you out type person. I'm going to go, oh, you want to go toe-to-toe? Oh, I say this, I'm going to say that. I can crack, I can do this, I can do all that. I was that person. And it's just like, you know what? It didn't get me nowhere. It didn't get me nowhere. So all of that fell up under that umbrella, that negativity, that cursing, that going back and forth, that not being a bigger person, it came with it. I used to argue, baby, I would go back and forth with you, baby, 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 don't, bye, 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 bye. I was that girl, okay? I hate when people say that. I don't know why I say that, but because I hear so much. But I like to say that girl, but I don't like to say that girl. But, and I'm doing my head and my hand while I'm doing, Lord Jesus, stop me. But yeah, so it was like that for me. And then once I came to a point where I'm like, this ain't get me nowhere. You know, going back and forth with people, trying to have the last word, trying to make sure I say this and say that. So it didn't get me nowhere. So I had to change my mindset, change the trajectory of my thoughts, and understand that when I start to speak positive, when I don't go back and forth with people, I have this certain peace of mind. Now I'm at a level where now I have to preserve that peace of mind. You understand? So now it moved from me wanting to go back and forth, wanting to say this, say that, and couldn't handle pressure, being negative, thinking great things couldn't happen to me because I was thinking negative. God was not pouring and allowing those things to come upon me. And once I changed my mindset, I'm telling y'all, once I changed my mindset, and I always write on my post, it takes for my mama to tell you, because she'll tell you, Brittany was not this person. Brittany used to think negative. Brittany could not handle pressure. Brittany was spoiled, you know, and in a way where I wasn't trying to hear what they was talking about. So I had to change all of that and change my mindset so I could get different results. And now the person you have in front of you today, being a bigger person, oh, I've mastered that. I used to have silence mastered because my cousin, my older cousin, Rashonda, shout out to her. I probably told y'all this before as well. She used to give us a silent treatment. Rashonda didn't play. If I try to be mad at her and I say, well, don't talk to me. Baby, you who you think you talking to? She would silent treat you till it was time for you to go home. Silent treat you till it was time for you to go home. Pay you dust. I make you feel like you was invisible. And that is how I learned silence. That's how I learned to pay people dust. Okay, I pay you dust. So when people mess up with me, and I know I'm definitely a great person, but when somebody do something to me and, you know, I don't approve of it, or it's just not something that I feel is okay or suits me as a person, then I remove myself out of your life, and then I pay you dust. Okay, and like I said, the silence is loud. The silence is loud because my presence is loud. So you're going to know when I'm not there. You're going to know you mess with the wrong person. Period. Shout out to my cousin, Rashonda Goodrich, because, well, she Rashonda Austin, now she's married, and go get her book too on Amazon.com. But yeah, I definitely, I got that from her, and then I started just realizing the power of silence. Like, I'm like, wow, she do this, and it makes you want to talk to her, and makes you want to talk to her, and make you want to, you know, apologize, and this, that, and she would hold that thing, baby, you don't exist. And I started seeing, like, the power in silence, and it was just like, okay, I don't have to say nothing, I don't have to do nothing, I don't have to do none of this. It's nothing that needs to be said. You know, it's nothing that needs to be said. And once I started realizing that, and it was like, okay, I started getting this particular peace of mind. I started feeling better. My life started turning around. Things started coming along for me. And then I really started building my mind, trying to get out of a situation I was in. And it was like, God is blessing me. So I had to make sure I turn it around. I make sure I preserve this peace of mind that I've been blessed with, because everybody does not get a chance to experience this. It's so many people at war. They don't sleep good at night. They don't trust nobody. They think everybody out to get them. They mad at family. They mad at friends. They mad at their mama. They mad at their daddy. They are at war mentally. They living in that chaos. And I once lived in that. So that I can see it. People, they'll put on fronts and smiles on social media, and they be dying inside, waiting for somebody to talk to so somebody can help them try to figure it out. But it takes work. And once you do the work with a K. Once you do the work, let me say it again. Once you do the work, once you do the work, when Courtney was in my belly, that was her favorite song. Once you do the work, you will see the results. But you cannot want it more than somebody want it for themselves. You cannot push them and try to make them change and make them want better and make them see a positive side of life and make them be the bigger person and make them. You cannot make people do the work. They have to want to do the work. They have to want to do the work. And that is the whole thing about it. You have people around you, and you, I can do this. Let's go walk. Let's start exercising. Let's do this. You can give these people all of these avenues and outlets. And I do it on my platform, showing people different ways, you know, to help build your mindset. However, I can't make you come to the trail. I can't make you come work out. I can't make you come on Smash Bros. I can't make you buy no 1186 real artesian water. These are things you have to want to do, and they require work and doing things that you've never done. And when you start doing things you've never done, that's when you're going to start getting results that you have never gotten in life. And that's what I started doing. And when I started doing it, and my life started changing, and God started blessing me in a positive way, and I started to think positive, and I started to see the results of thinking positive, I started to have a peace of mind. I got out of that chaotic life, that mental, that negative. I ain't entrapped no more. I was freeing myself, because I was the one having myself locked up. You know, I was trapping myself. So I had to free myself mentally from that negativity, from thinking bad, from not being able to handle pressure, from going back and forth with people, arguing with people, cursing people out. I had to free myself. Nobody can do it for you. You have to want it, and then you have to put in the work. And I did that. And once I started seeing that work, what it was paying off and doing, I started saying, oh, I don't have time for this. Okay became the language of me. Okay. And guess what? When you say okay, people gonna think you being sarcastic. And then when you say, you know, you're right. You tell people you're right, they gonna still think you being sarcastic. Ain't no pleasing people. And that's what you're going to learn as you continue on this journey. There is no pleasing people. You can't please people. Because when you get to that okay point in your life, and you didn't grasp that type of peace, that type of peace of mind, you don't care who, what the argument, what the about. And it's so hard trying to explain it to people who are not there yet. They want to argue. Like Plaid said, I'm not arguing with you. They be mad that you don't want to argue, that you're not going back and forth because you don't care enough to do that. You have worked to become this person. You have to preserve that peace of mind by any means necessary. Booyah. But I'm serious. I mean, word for word, everything I'm saying, I mean it. I'm laughing, but I'm dead serious. Like, you have to preserve that peace. And when you don't want to argue with people, when you don't want to go toe-to-toe with people no more, it's like I said, sarcasm. Oh, she thinks she better. Okay. When you start saying okay, when okay becomes your language, then you know you getting somewhere. When you don't care to go back and forth, you know you getting somewhere. When you say, oh, yeah, you got it, you right. Let them have it, because it gets you nowhere. You don't get $1 million for going back and forth with nobody or disagreeing with nobody. You don't get nothing but that mental turmoil, that chaos in your mind, and staying at war with people and yourself. So you got to free yourself. If you don't want me, then don't talk to me. Go ahead and free yourself. That's what you have to do. So it's really all on you. We put a lot of people, place a lot of blame on a lot of people. You know, we tend to not be accountable for a lot of things that's going on with us. But for me, everything that I was doing and I was enduring, it was on me. You know, I was really just not the person that I should have been, needed to be. And once I became that person, God started giving me everything that I needed, and I never turned back. So that is how I started being a bigger person. That is why I started being a bigger person. And once I started to see that I'm after this particular peace of mind, and it's attainable in life, then it was like, oh, you know, this is what I want. I need this. Start going to the lake. Start, you know, doing a lot of self-care. Start hitting different trails by myself. This is what I need. And I want it to last forever. So you can have it. Because guess what? Me going back and forth with somebody, like I said, from a distance, nobody ain't gonna know who the fool is. Nobody ain't gonna know who right. Nobody ain't gonna know who wrong. All you see is two fools going back and forth. And a lot of people don't like that word, but I use it a lot. Okay? I'm sorry. So that's just a little gist of why you should be the bigger person. And I think that's what we'll name this. Bigger person, the bigger person. Yeah, because it definitely pays to be the bigger person. And then on top of that, you know, loud people are more than likely the wrong party. Loud people that's constantly defending their character, constantly having something to say, that is more than likely the guilty party. Because you can't defend character. You can't defend character. That's for people to see how you are, how you've been, how consistent your character has been throughout the years. You don't defend that. That comes with ease, okay? So just remember that. You can't defend character, and you can't defend crazy. You can't go against nobody that's crazy and out of it. It don't matter what you say that's right. They're going to believe their lies. They're going to believe whatever they make up. They're going to believe whatever. And you cannot go against crazy. Okay, not when you have good character, right? So I hope that helps somebody out. Send this to somebody, you know, send this to somebody that's struggling with why they should become the bigger person, why they should be the bigger person, why it doesn't pay to stay in war, chaos mentally, and you know, keep yourself trapped, because we're trying to grow, man. We're trying to become better. And honestly, a lot of this stuff is in the Bible. You know, God don't want that for us. And I can honestly tell you, my life started turning around. Like, when I just started saying, forget it. Like, I don't have to do that. I don't have to be into it with nobody. I don't have to go back and forth with nobody. I don't have to defend myself when it comes to nobody. I didn't need to do any of that. And that was just it. And once I started, like I said, getting into me and what I needed, and changing my thoughts and my mindset, life started panning out the way I needed to pan out. And I'm grateful. Thank you, God. And I'm just getting blessed. Every time I turn around, I'm getting blessed. I get a lot of love from the people. You know, y'all go get the 1186 Real Artesian Water. And it's all love. So I just appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for even listening to this episode. Thank y'all for listening to my last episode. Thank y'all for following me on all social media platforms. I'm grateful, man. I'm thankful, because I was not always this person. And it did take work to get here. And the fact that I worked to get here, I'm going to maintain it. Amen. Crisis Motivation. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all make sure y'all gonna get 1186 Real Artesian Water. And y'all follow me on all platforms.